Ramban, here in Parshas Balak, indicates that Chilek Hashem v'Nachloso, that the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, is unique amongst all the nations. We are Chilek Hashem v'Nachloso. And what that means is that when Bilam says, Hein am levodot yishkan v'agoyim lo yischashov, it means that we are a separate people, removed from the Goyim, and the Ramban explains that that is that we are under a direct supervision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other nations of the world are in control of the Sarim, of the various celestial messengers of God, the angels, the Kochavim, and the Mazalos. But when it comes to Klal Yisrael, we are directly under the shlita of the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban embellishes that here in Parashas Balak, Lo Hibit Avim B'Yakov, Lo Ra'om El B'Yisrael, Hashem Elokav Imo. And it's quite clear that in the Nevuah of Bilam, according to the Ramban's presentation, Bilam explains that he cannot curse the Jewish people because cursing, kosem, nachash, all these different divinations and powers, they only work against nations that are under the control of the kochavim, the sarim. But in the case of Klal Yisrael, this is the nation of Hashem Elokav Imo, and therefore the klal cannot impact. So the nevuah of Bilam begins with the fact that Ein Re'uyim Yisrael Klola Rak LeBracha, because of that special relationship between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Yefshal Lekalam B'Derek Kosem O Nachash. There's no Nachash B'Yakov. The question that we raised in the past, and we want to reemphasize this again, is whether or not there are any mazolos, any powers of the mazolos of Kishuf and so forth that have any impact on Klal Yisrael. And the Ramban addresses this question in his Tshuvas when he speaks about the pasuk Tomim Tia Im Hashem Elokecha. The Ramban clarifies that even though that ain't the principles ain't mazal b'Yisrael, but that doesn't mean that we're not influenced at all by the mazalos. There are mazalos that impact even on Klal Yisrael. They have ashpa on Klal Yisrael. And therefore the Ramban insists that if through the mazalos we find out that there is a sakana, then we have to be very careful and ain't somchen al hanes. So it means that although we as a people are above the mazalos, ein mazal b'Yisrael, but that's not a total absolute principle. And when it says tamim tia l'Hashem Elokecha, here the Ramban embellishes this in his pirish in the pasuk itself, that's in Shoftim in Sefer Dvarim Perek Yud Ches. The Ramban, if you read it carefully, he doesn't interpret that Klal Yisrael have no shaychus at all to Kochavim HaMazalos, but rather that if a person hears something, he shouldn't believe that it's final. You know, he has to believe that HaKol Bidei Shamayim, the faith, the emun of Klal Yisrael, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate. And the Ramban says, Kifias Karev Odom Lavodoso, the greater one's closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then in a commensurate way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to him, protects him, looks over him. And we mentioned the Tshuvas HaRashba with regard to Pamalia Shalmala. And again, it seems that the Kshafim have a certain power to change things that are natural, within the natural order. And for us to overcome and be saved from the powers of the Kshafim, there's only one way, and that is through Dveikus b'Hashem, getting close to Hashem. And that's what uplifts us above the kochav me'umazolos. And the Rashba says that when the Gemara tells us a story about Rab Chanina, and Rab Chanina said he's not worried about the machshefa because ain od milvado, and the Gemara says that although Rab Yochanan says that kishuv means makhishim pamal yishalmal, that's the lashon kishuv, nevertheless, through his chus, his special dveikus, he could be protected from harm. Shadovik bo eno nizok. That's the Ramban, that's the Rashba's phrase in his tshuvas with regard to the issue of whether or not a person should consider the, you know, the powers of kishuf, etc. And he says that tovim tiel im Hashem Elokecha, that we are through dveikus, we are above the influence of mazolos. But again, we have to rise up above them. We shouldn't be looking into these crystal balls and all those kinds of mechashvim. We should be tovim Hashem Elokecha, but there is a power, as we said, to kishuf. So Rabbi Chanina, who's nafish zechusei, and he's above the, he's not afraid of the machshefa, it means that he's dovek v'akadosh baruch hu, the mitzvahs, he reaches the level of einod milvado, and therefore the kishuv doesn't have any influence on him. What we want to study today, in the as a hemshech, to complete this presentation and the understanding of the Ramban, is to address the following question. On the one hand, the Ramban says that the nevuah of Bilam, a major part of the nevuah of Bilam, is that lo nachash v'lo kasem, that all these divinations and sorceries and so forth have no impact on Klal Yisrael because they don't come under the control of Kochav Mazolos, but rather Hashem Elokav Imo. How do we reconcile that with what we saw in both the Ramban and the Tshuvas HaRash, for the Rashba is a Talmud of the Ramban, that there is an influence of these different kinds of sorcery and powers and these contaminated kochos hatuma of kishuf and nichush and kesem? Why should there be any power if the Ramban is as already established, and this is essential to the nevuah of Bilam, that Hashem Elokav Imo means that we are above the influences, that it's only the nations of the world that are under the shlita of Kochav Mazolos, but we are not. It's Ein Mazol B'Yisrael, because we're Hashem Elokav Imo. And the Shalmei Nachum here, and you'll see this on page Tav Samach Gimel, and this is where we stopped last time, makes a fundamental distinction between Klal Yisrael as a national communal entity, as a tzibur, and Kol Yochid V'Yochid Yisrael as an individual. The Nevuah of Bilam is formulated in terms of Klal Yisrael B'Klalusa, as an entity, as a nation. And the Nevuah of Bilam establishes that Klola, through Kesem, Nochash, Nichush, and so forth, cannot impact on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is mufka from these influences of Klola because they are Hashem Elokav Imo. However, and here's the punchline, as far as every individual is concerned, any member of the nation of Israel, the impact of Kesem and Kishuv is a relative yes or no. It's a yes or no enterprise. It all depends. It's a function of the person's level, his madrega, to what extent he's dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the mitzvahs, through the Torah. To that extent, he can be mafki himself from the influences and the impact of all these kochos. And therefore, if he knows about the kochavim, with regard to some foretelling of evil, chas v'shalom, then his eitzah is chizuk in Torah mitzvahs, to come closer to Hashem, and that's going to project him towards hafkot, towards being protected and removed from all these influences of the kochav mazolos. But as far as Klal Yisrael b'cholluso being mufka from klol der kesem anochash, that's included in the words of Bilam, the nevuah of Hashem alakav imo, and that has to do with the influence of, or the impact of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Tofos Re'em Lo, which we touched upon yesterday in the Ramban. And the question is, how exactly does Yetzias Mitzrayim impact on Klal Yisrael such that we are above, as a nation again, Mufka, above the influence of Mazolos and Klola, Kesem and Nichush? So for that, we want to study a little bit more about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So our discussion today could easily be for Sefer Shmos and Parshas Vayera. And the pasuk says, "Lachein amar lebnei Yisrael, ani Hashem v'hotzeisi eschem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim." V'itzalti eschem me'avodosam, v'ga'alti eschem mizro'a netuvi v'shvatim gedolim, v'lakati eschem lila'am, v'ayisi lachem le'elokim. So these are the four lashonos of Ge'ula. V'otzeisi, v'itzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakati. And the last pasuk in this presentation, this unit, which is in Shmos Perek Vav, is v'yadatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, ha'motzi eschem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. So let's focus first on the Ramban and his understanding of the four Lashonos of Geula. But our goal is to get to this last pasuk, which is the culmination of the four Lashonos of Geula, V'hayisi lachem le'elokim, and try to understand exactly what V'yadatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem is all about. So the Ramban writes that Votzeisi eschem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim, yavticham shiotziosam me'artzam, velo yisbelu od koved masa'am. So Ramban says that the initial language, the formulation of Geula Votzeisi, that's on a basic level. It means Moshe Rabbeinu, in the name of Hashem, is promising, is guaranteeing that they will no longer suffer the COVID, the weight of the Shibud of Mitzrayim. And then, V'itzalti eschem me'avodasam, what does that add? The second Lashon, after Votzeisi V'itzalti, says, Rabban Shalom Yimshalu Bohem Klal, Lios Lahem Bimkomam Lamas Oved. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is adding here in the second Lashon of Itzalti that the Mitzrayim will have no control over them at all. In other words, the Geula of Mitzrayim will be in such a way that Lo Yishlutu Bahem Klal. So the first level, it's Lo Yisbelu Od Kovid Masom. And the second level, Lo Yimshu Bahem Klal. It's much more profound and extreme, total freedom, total liberation, and redemption from Mitzrayim. Then we get to the third Lashon of Geula, that's V'ga'alti Eschem. And here the Ramban says, Ki yaseh bohem shvatim, ad shiyom ha-mitzrim, hine lecha Yisrael bepidjon nafshenu, ki tam Geula kinyin mecher, v'tam bizroa netuya, Shetia Yado Netuya Alehem Ashiotziyam. So it says, V'ga'alti Eschem Bizro Netuya U'Bishvatim Gidolim. So Ramban understands that this Geula is going to come about, that's what Hashem promises, through Shvatim, through punishments and God's, you know, arm that's stretched against the Mitzrim. And that's going to lead to the point to which Mitzrayim will let them go. So that we're beyond the Shaloyim Shalu Bohem, beyond the Shlita of Mitzrayim. Now Mitzrayim are liberating them as a result of the Zronatuya, and that's V'Gaalti Eschem, as a result of the Shvatim. And then we finally get to the fourth of the Lishonos, and that's V'Lakachti Eschem Lila Am. Says Ramban, B'Boachem El Har Sinai V'Tikablu HaTorah. Kisham Nemar V'Yisem Li Sgula. So that the Lashon of V'Lakachti, the fourth of the four Lishonos, is a reference to Matan Torah. And there, Klal Yisrael become an Am Sgula. Now the Ramban gets to the last pasuk, which is after the fall of Shonas of Gula. V'yedatem ki ani Hashem alokeich mamotzi eschem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. And the Ramban says, Rak sheyomar kasher egal egal eschem bizro netuya sheyiru osa kol ha'amim. Tedu ki ani Hashem hose ososim ofsim mechudashim ba'olam v'ani alokeichem ubavurchem asisi kiatem chelek Hashem. It sounds like the Ramban is saying that this v'yedatem ki ani Hashem alokeichem hamotzi eschem, etc., is kind of a recap, it's an overview of all the different parts of the Geula. But it's not clear, and that's our first question here on the Ramban, when it says V'yadatem ki ani Hashem, what is exactly, is this yediyah? You know, there's some sort of additional knowledge that somehow goes above and beyond the Lashonus of Geula. And furthermore, it says V'lakachti eschem li la'am. And according to Ramban, the fourth of the four Lashonos, V'lakachti, is a reference to Matan Torah. And yet, in the following pasuk, V'yadatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, it's Hamotzi Eschem, etc., Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim, meaning back to Mitzrayim, back to the Yetziah Mitzrayim. So it's very odd, because in V'ga'alti Eschem, the Ramban already has the Yetziah Mitzrayim, and now V'lakachti addresses Matan Torah. And you know, the question that we're asking is, number one, what's V'yadatem? You know, the Yadatem is related to Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's explicit in the pasuk, V'yadatem ki ani Hashem motzi eschem mitachas, etc. And yet there's something in the middle here between the Geula, which is Yetzias Mitzrayim, and V'yadatem. In the middle he wedges a discussion about Matan Torah. So why is this V'yadatem delayed or postponed until after Lakachti Eschem Li La'am, which is, according to Ramban, a reference to Matan Torah? It would seem that V'yadatem should have been the finale, or shall we say the completion, of the first three Lashonos of Gula, which means, you know, I cease the Sivlos Mitzrayim, and then there's a complete total Lo Yimshalu Bahem, and finally V'ga'alti Eschem with the Shvatim and with the Zron Netuya God puts Mitzrayim into a situation where they send out the people of Israel. Now tell me V'yadatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. And that would have been appropriate as, in a sense, a summation of the first three Lashonos of Geula, but instead Hashem in this pasuk wedges the fourth Lashon of Geula, which Ramban identifies as a reference to Kabbal Sator Bar Sinai, and that's V'lakati Eschem Lila Am and V'yisa Lila Skula. That somehow wedges itself in between the Lashonos of Geula that addressed Mitzrayim and V'yadatem, which clearly explicitly addresses Mitzrayim. It's on the Yetziah Mitzrayim. Also, it's not clear, what is Ani Hashem Elokeichem? You know, at the beginning of the pasuk it says V'yadatem ki ani Hashem. Let's see the pasuk. It says V'yadatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. The opening pasuk, which is pasuk vav in this unit, is Lachein Emor L'bnei Yisrael Ani Hashem. No mention of Elokeichem. And then at the end, which we said was the finale, it says V'yadatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. So again, we want to know what this yedia is, the adatem. What does that add? Why is it situated? Why is it located after the lakati eschem matan Torah, when the adatem is all about Yitzis Mitzrayim? It seems out of place. And furthermore, once we define the content of the adatem, what is this yedia that Hashem is adding, which was not clear in the pasuk? What does it add to all the other lashonos of geula? Why does it say Ani Hashem Elokeichem? What's the emphasis here on Elokeichem, as opposed to the opening phrase, which was Ani Hashem? Hashem introduced himself as Ani Hashem, and he closes in the almost in the epilogue by saying Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem. What's the Elokeichem? Why wouldn't it be enough to say Ani Hashem? And that's how he opens this parsha. Now the Ramban says that kasher egal eschem, and this you'll see in the Ramban here on Vyadatem on the last pasuk in this unit, is drawn into Yeshiyiru Osokala Amim. There's an emphasis here on the public nature of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Ramban says that kasher egel eschem etc. shiuro some kala amen. Then teidu ki ani Hashem hoseh ososim of simchudashim ba'olam. And finally, ending up with ani alokechem ubavurchem, says the Ramban, asisi ki atem chelik eloka chelik Hashem. The Ramban is adding a whole piece here that part of this idea of the Adatem here at the end of this unit is that Hashem does all these miracles, li'enei ha'amim, in the public eye. And where does the Ramban see that in the pasuk? You know, the pasuk says, v'yadatem ki ani Hashem lokechem. It doesn't say anything about the public nature of these miracles. And yet the Ramban emphasized this, that as a result of the geula, then Yiru Sokol Amin, they'll see all the Zerot Netuya, all the miracles, and Ki Ani Hashem Osa Oso Sumov Simuchudashim Ba'olam. So what's the emphasis here on Movsim Li'eni Kol Amin? And what's the Kol Amin? I mean, why not Li'eni Mitzrayim? That would make sense. I mean, in all the parashiyos here, the emphasis on Mitzrayim. And the miracles were brought about for the purpose of saving Klal Yisrael or punishing the Mitzrayim. But what's Li'eni Kol Amim here? Then the Ramban adds a whole new element into the equation. So in order to get this, start the ball rolling here on this Ramban, it would seem that the idea here and the main point of what we should know, and this is the culmination of Geulas Mitzrayim, is Kiatem Chelek Hashem. Those are the last four words of the Ramban here in this presentation. Kiatem Chelek Hashem. And the pasuk here is coming to emphasize, according to the Ramban, what the purpose and the ultimate goal of Yitzias Mitzrayim is. And that is Kiatem Chelek Hashem. Let's not miss these four words in the Ramban. They're very critical. Because if we understand Ki Atem Chelek Hashem, Mimela we understand V'yadatem Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Bnei Yisrael, this is the idea, this is the Hodah, that they are under Elokeichem. As we said before, it's only at the end of this section, when it gets to the summary, so to speak, V'yadatem, only then we add to the name of Hashem Elokeichem. And the Ramban says, Ani Elokeichem ubavurchem asisi ki atem chelek Hashem. So everything here seems to inhere in the Elokeichem. In other words, it's not enough that we recognize God as Yudke Vavke as Hashem, but we need Elokim, Elokeichem. And that's going to reveal to us that atem chelek Hashem, because of Elokeichem. And that's the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why this idea is so critical. So we have to understand what's the connection between this idea that Hashem is Elokeichem And the fact that the Mosim and the Nisim have to happen li'enei kol ha'amim, there's got to be a gilui, so to speak, a revelation of this idea of Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And it would seem that, according to the Ramban, after this gilui, li'enei kol ha'amim, of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, then we became Chelek Hashem Amo. That's the ultimate purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore we become an Am Segula. So the Am Segula, which Ramban presents in the fourth of the four Lashonis of Gula, meaning in Lakachti, that's to be understood in the light of this Yediyah. So this Yediyah now is the culmination of the Lakachti, meaning that we become an Am Segula because of the Yediyah. And what is that Yediyah? Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem, who takes us out of Mitzrayim with great miracles, li'enei kol ha'amim, and hence Ani Elokeichem, ki atem chelek Hashem. So in order to embellish this Ramban, let's analyze the concept of smichus ge'ula tefillah. That might come as a surprise to you. You know, one of the great themes of the first parak of Brachas is smichus ge'ula tefillah. The Gemara says, Ezu ben olam abaz asoma gula tefila. And we're going to try to understand the Ramban here that we've been studying about the four lashonos of gula, culminating in this yediyah ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, in the light of Rabbi Yonah's presentation about why is it that smichus gula tefila is put in there on the highest level. It's so critical that it's a ben olam haba. This is the key to inherit the world to come. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says the following: Hatam, why is it that yizocha teschar gadol? What's this great reward because of smichus gula tefila? He's a ben olam haba. Mipnei shakadosh baruch hu kishegalanu votzianu mitzrayim hoya liyosenu lo la'avodim. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that we become avdei Hashem. Shenemar ki avodeihem asher tzeisi osam mei eretz Mitzrayim. And the brach of Gol Yisrael, which is about the geul, of course, mentioning the chesed, the great divine kindness and benevolence that he bestowed upon the people of Israel. That's the geula, Gal Yisrael. What is tefillah? Why does it have to come immediately on the footsteps, on the wings of Gal Yisrael, of this appreciation of the chesed of Hashem that he took us out of Mitzrayim? Because tefillah is avoda. And v'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem, Chazal say in the Sifri Zui tefillah. So if we have this equation between tefillah and avodah, we understand Gal Yisrael, which is a mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Immediately we daven, that's called smichus gula tefillah, and we demonstrate that we are avodim because tefillah is avodah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the geula, if we could use the term, acquired us as avodim. He becomes our Rav and we become the Eved. And a person has to do avodah, he's chayv lasos mitzvos rabo, just like an Eved has to do, fulfill the will of his master, so to we, through Geulas Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, we became avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he's our Adon, he's our master, we have to fulfill his will. And that's what avodah is. So when we immediately connect our tefillah to the geula, what we're doing is, having appreciated the fact that God took us out of Mitzrayim, we now demonstrate that we are avodim. Our tefillah immediately following geula, Gal Yisrael, is an acknowledgement of the fact that we are involved in avodah. We are avodim. We are serving Him, because we are His Eved, we are His slaves, His servants. Once we recognize that as a result of the great chesed of Geula, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, out of the Avdus Leparo, and now we become Avodim to Him. We are now committed to fulfill His will, His mitzvahs. And that statement is inherent in Smichus Gula Tefillah, that with that Tefillah, we are making that statement that we are absolutely committed to fulfill His will, because He is our master, we are His Eved. That's the concept of Avoda, that Tefillah is Avoda. And this great statement that we appreciate that through the Geula we became Avodim Tashem and we are committed to fulfill His will, and the Tefillah immediately following the Brach of Gol Yisrael is a physical demonstration of the Avoda, the fact that we are committed as Avodim to fulfill the will of our master, just like an Eved has to do so. Therefore, Yezocha L'chai Olam Vavah. That's the great Schar. So we see now that Smichus Gula Tefillah, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, is elevated to the most significant concept, because through Smichus Gula Tefillah, a person understands and appreciates what the Geula is all about, what its purpose is, by demonstrating that Tefillah follows immediately after the Geula, and he's Zoche L'Chai Olam Haba. We understand and we acknowledge and demonstrate and declare the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that we should serve Hashem. So we mention the Geula and immediately we start our avoda. We are avodim to Hashem. That's the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's what we demonstrate, that we acknowledge this, we understand this, we recognize this, that the Yetzias Mitzrayim was for this purpose, l'kavon azu. And what is that li'ovdo? To be servants, to be dedicated to His will, like an Eved to his master. Without Smichus Gula Tefillah, you could say, you know what? Yetzias Mitzrayim means that God, with His benevolence, liberated a slave nation from the mastery. That's political liberation. It has nothing to do with our obligation to serve Hashem. You know, the Yetziah, the taking the people out, the Exodus is all about Shichrur Avodim, that we should become B'nai Chorin. So that transition between the state of Avodim and the state of B'nai Chorin, that's the goal. That's the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now we had Maimon Har Sinai, and then we accepted upon ourselves to serve Hashem and fulfill His will. That's a separate, independent entity and an experience in the history of Klal Yisrael. But that's not part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim means termination of Avdus, and that's it. After termination of Avdus with B'nai Chorin, then Hashem gives us the Torah at Har Sinai. We certainly did not become Avodim at the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's going to happen later on, at the moment of Kabbalah Satorah Nasa V'Nishma. But Smichus Gula Tefillah tells us that this is not so. It really reveals the depths of what Yetziah itself is all about, with leaving Mitzrayim. The entire essence, from soup to nuts, from A to Z of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is not just that we become free, but that faket, that we become Avodim Takadosh Baruch Hu. And if we make a hefsek, if we interrupt between Geula and Tefillah, then we're undermining this gilui, this demonstration, this amazing point about what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. And if this be the case, perhaps we could shed a new light on Ani Hashem Elokecha. Elokechem. Remember, our question was that after the fall of Shonas of Geula, the summary, the sum, the pinnacle was V'yadatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's not the no longer ki ani Hashem, because this pasuk is the idea that comes at the end of the Geula, after the fall of Shonas of Geula, and we'll see a similar idea in the Ramban's commentary to Parshas Yisro. In the opening pasuk of the Aseres Hadibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzosicha Meretz Mitzrayim, says the Ramban, Hadibor Azem Mitzvah Saseh, this is a positive command. Omar, right, this is a big machlokas here, whether Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a Mitzvah Saseh to be counted in Taryag, not the Ramban counts it as a Mitzvah Saseh, like the Bahag against the Ramah. Omar, Anochi Hashem, Yoreh, V'yitzavosom sheyedu v'yaminu ki ha'yesh Hashem, v'hu Elokim Lahem. Now, what's the Vahu Elokim Lahem in the Ramban? And you'll see this here on page Tav Samach Vav. Klomar, what are we saying about God? What is included in this mitzvah saseh of Anochi? Hove, Kadmon, Meito Hayakol, Bechefzo Vyecholto. But Vahu Elokim Lahem, Shechayovim Lavodoso. So the essence of Elokim is Lavodoso. So what's inherent in Elokim, says the Ramban, is the master-servant relationship. V'yomar asher hotzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim, ki hotzeisem hotza'asam misham, Torah al mitzius v'al chefetz, b'yediyah v'ashkacha, etc., etc. The Torah al achidush. So the Ramban goes through all the Yisodi Amuna, how they were all established and proven by the Yitzis Mitzrayim, and he writes ki im kadmus ha'olam lo yishtane dover mitivo. If, as Aristotle would have it, the eternity of the universe, then nothing could change in nature, and therefore the fact that Hashem changed nature and he altered the natural order of the universe in Yitzis Mitzrayim, Torah al yicholes. That indicates God's omnipotence, His total control over nature. But now the Ramban says that in addition to Hashem demonstrating His control over nature, we have Asher Tzaisicha, and Tami Beis Avodim, Shayu Omdim Mitzrayim Beis Avodim, Shvuyim Leparo, V'yomer Lehem, Zeshem Chayovim, Sheyeh Hashem Agodol Anichpa Vanora Zelohem Lelokim. What does it mean again? The Ramban for a second time emphasized Sheyavdu, Hu Padol Sami Avdus Mitzrayim, and therefore Yovdu, Kitam Avodayem Asher Otseisil Sameerz Mitzrayim. So included in Anochi Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah say is not just that God has control over nature, which he demonstrated through all the miracles, but moreover, that we are Avodim Tashem, and that the Yitziyah Mitzrayim culminates in Avodas Hashem. That's the purpose of Yitziyah Mitzrayim. The Ramban is adding something to Rabbeinu Yonah, and he's adding what we didn't see in Rabbeinu Yonah about the name Elokim, that the name Elokim, says the Ramban, I'll read it again, Hu Elokim Lahem, meaning he's the master over them, Shechayovim Lavod also. That's the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the fact that the Shem Elokim is a revelation, if you will, of our obligation to serve Hashem is clear in the Ramban's commentary in Parshas Lech Lecha, where in the context of the mitzvah of Mila, Hashem appears as Elokim, says the Ramban, Vehosif, and the pasuk adds, "V'yisi lahem lelokim, shehu bichvodo yanig osam, veloyia b'memshelas kochav umazel osar misori mala." Kasha yizbar od batorah. He's referring to his commentary in Achrimos. So here the Ramban adds another element here that the Shem Elokim demonstrates that HaKadosh Baruch is the manig of Klal Yisrael, b'chvodo v'atzmo, without any intermediaries, without any kochav mazolos, no sar, no moshel, nothing, just a direct relation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. And that's what the Ramban embellishes in his Pirush and Parshas Achrimos. And now he's saying that that's why we're chayav in avdus l'Hashem, we're chayav in the mitzvahs. Hashem has a direct connection to Klal Yisrael without any intermediaries, no kochav mazolos. He's manig, he leads Am Yisrael bi'atzmo, he himself with a capital H. And that's why the kima mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban says, because that's the makom amyucha, the special, singular land where Hashem is manig Klal Yisrael b'chvodo v'yatzmo. And the Ramban and Achrimos embellishes this idea that in Chutz Laaretz there are all sorts of influences and so forth, but in Eretz Yisrael it's mamish direct. But what, in any event, what we get from this presentation of the Ramban is that Elokim, the name Elokim, indicates our chiyuv avoda, that Klal Yisrael are obligated to serve Hashem. Why? Because Hashem is manigal sonu bechvodo v'yatzmo. And that's anochi Hashem alkecha asher tzosicha mibeis avonim. Hashem is alokim liyisrael because yotzim yisrael mibeis avonim. We went out of being slaves and we entered into a different kind of avdus, and avdus l'Hashem is yitziyah mibeis avonim, is for the purpose of becoming avdi Hashem. And this is all indicated or inherent in Hashem's revealing His name as Elohim, that He b'chvod v'atzmo is manig klal Yisrael without any intermediaries. And we begin now to understand that at the end of the four lashonos of Geula, that summation pasuk of Yedatim ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, that means that following all the lashonos of Geula, we have to have a yediyah, we have to understand and appreciate that why were we taken out of Mitzrayim? And the answer is, it's not just Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, but it's Hashem Elokecha, meaning that Hashem Yisbarach is manigosanu. He controls us and He supervises with His providence over us, b'chvod v'yatzmo, without any intermediaries. And that's what the Ramban means when he completes his presentation of the four lishonos, and when he gets to Yedatim Hashem, he says the last three words that we emphasize, Ki atem chelek Hashem. Chelek Hashem means that Klal Yisrael came so close to Hashem, a special kirva that doesn't exist in any other nation in its relation to Hashem, and therefore we become, or Hashem becomes Elokim for us, because of that special close relationship, we are chelek Hashem, in which there are no influences, there's direct relationship between us and Klal Yisrael. Now, at what point historically, chronologically, are we as a nation going to appreciate this? The Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that's only after Maimed Har Sinai, which is the fourth of the four Lashonos Segula V'Lakachti, according to Ramban, that's when we became an Am Segula. Because at Maimed Har Sinai, there was a Gilui of revelation to Klal Yisrael that what is the meaning of Yitzis Mitzrayim? It's now going to culminate in our Avdus and our accepting Nasav and Ishma, the Targ Mitzvahs of Maimed Har Sinai. Then we understand that the Yitziyah Mitzrayim is Elokim, which means that as a result of Elokim, God is our master through the Yitzis Mitzrayim. We are His servants, Lavado. And now perhaps we can understand what is Zro Natuya Li'ene Kola Amim. What's the emphasis here? And if we take a look at the Ramban in Parshas Hazinu, when the Ramban addresses the most fundamental question, what was the God's purpose in creating the world? And the answer is to create Am Yisrael. Well, what was the purpose of Am Yisrael in this creation? What was the function and the responsibility? What role is Klal Yisrael meant to play? And what are we meant to achieve in the divine plan for creating the world? And the answer is that Rak Darakam, only through Klal Yisrael, will there be a revelation that the ultimate purpose of the Bria is to recognize God as the Creator and to give Him praise and Lahodos Lishma. In other words, without Klal Yisrael, the creation was so to speak incomplete. B'tchila God had not yet selected the people of Israel. Any nation on the face of the earth could theoretically be a candidate for the fulfillment of God's purpose in the Bria. And it means to recognize God and give Him praise. However, the Umas HaOlam sinned and they dropped out and were left with Am Yisrael, and they have the responsibility to fulfill this divine purpose in creation. And that became absolutely clear to the nations of the world through the miracles, the great miracles of Zro Natuya, of Klal Yisrael. Those the Nisim, the Neflos, Lieni Kol Amim. That's the Derech, that's the way that Am Yisrael is clearly identified as the key to Kiyum Olam, to fulfill the purpose, the divine purpose in creation. So it's through these great miracles that the name of Hashem became public in front of the entire world, all the nations of the world. namely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael with a, let's call it a shlichus miyuchedes, a special role and a special contribution, with the responsibility of fulfilling God's mitzvahs and publicizing the name of God throughout the world. So the Ramban emphasized, V'yidatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, that these miracles were done li'eni ha'amim, publicly, and this is going to demonstrate the name Elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Manig of Yisrael, directly, v'chvod v'atzmo, and this is the nation that reveals God's name in the world, His existence, and therefore the miracles of Mitzrayim are li'eni kol ha'amim. And the Ramban elsewhere in his discussion about the relationship between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Yetzias Tefillin also emphasizes this point. But what do we see? That Yetzias Mitzrayim was li'enei kol Yisrael, and through Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrates His greatness, and that only through Klal Yisrael will His purpose be fulfilled, because they, Klal Yisrael, the Ovdim, Oso Yisbarach. And that's why Hashem takes it out of Mitzrayim, so that they will be the servants dedicated and committed to the will, to fulfillment of the will of God, as a slave to His master. And we begin to appreciate the emphasis that Ramban makes in the Nevuah, in his interpretation of the Nevuah of Bilam, ki behotziyam osam Mitzrayim, hine lo tokef gadol kitofos re'eim al kol behema. So we begin to understand that in the second Nevuah, in the last year we went through the various Nevuahs of Bilam, in the second one, Loba Lomar Kakshi Yisrael Einam Re'uyim LeKlal, he's not just saying that Klal Yisrael are not fit for Klal or for curse, but he's adding that it's impossible in any way to be Makal Klal Yisrael through Kesem or Nachash, because they are Avdei Hashem Yisparach. Their Mitzias, their very essence, is to serve Hashem. And that's Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And that's a reference to Klolios of Klal Yisrael, that as an entity, as a nation, they are Dveikim B'Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore, in that context, under the Dveikus, there's no possibility of a Klola, unless it, something Chasron comes directly from Hashem. But other than that, there's no possibility of a Klola. It's only Mipi Elyon. Mipi Elyon rolls Vatovos, right? But as far as a human being is concerned, even if he garnishes, he harnesses all the powers of sorcery and Kesem and Nachash, he cannot impact on Klalis, because they are Avdei Hashem. And that's the idea of Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And therefore, you could talk about the influences of the Kochav Mazos on individuals, and they have to respond with a tremendous dedication and an attempt to achieve the highest level of Dveikus of Hashem. But beyond that, in talking about Klal Yisrael, then we have the Nevuah of Bilam, that Am Levadot Yishkon, that Hashem El Keichem Imo Truas Hashem, we are the Chelik Hashem Nachloso. And as such, we are so close to Hashem that we're above the Kochav Mazalos. See, Ratzon, that nobody should begin to understand that they can curse Klal Yisrael. Hashem should save us and spare us and protect us from all our adversaries. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Kein Yiratzon, Amen.